from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Hurricane Debbie, now 80-mile-an-hour sustained winds as it moves into what they call the Big Bend section of Florida in the Gulf of Mexico. And Paul, you spent many years in Jacksonville across the way on the Atlantic side.
And it's headed that way. It's going to go into the Big Bend there. There's really not much of a population in that one spot. But it's going to head to the east of Tallahassee, heading northeast toward, for example, Lake City. Gainesville will be on its east, as will Jacksonville, and it'll go into the Georgia area, and then from there, it'll kind of stall along the coast,
right?
And then it'll plop down there and dump rain for at least a couple, 2 or 3 days, and the heaviest amounts are going to fall in coastal South Carolina and Georgia. Savannah, for example, they're looking at more than 20 inches of rain. It's going to be something.
And we spoke with Elliot Falcioni, who's down in the Bradenton area. They have received a foot of rain already, anticipating 2 to 4 additional inches there.
Now, think about this. This is a good 200 miles or so down the coast from where this thing is going to go in and make landfall. Debbie will make landfall, they think, around noon today.
And we talked to meteorologist Joe Lundberg in our last half hour. He doesn't think we will see much, if any, at all as a result later in the week. So we'll keep you posted on that. And yesterday, around 5 o'clock, there was an incident at Ross Park Mall. And I happen to have a family friend over. Reed Carter is a junior at Pine Ridgeland. He was there with a sister, and I asked him what he experienced.
Well, me and my sister had just left Urban Outfitters on our way towards the Macy's side of the mall, and the sirens, like the fire alarms, came on, and we immediately knew something was up. And then we had ran into the furniture store to hide, and we heard a loud bang, and I had picked up my sister and started running out. Got out of Macy's, and security was surrounding the place. People were in panic. People were running to their cars. Cars were speeding away, and my sister was crying, and it was just not a good experience.
And how old's your sister?
She's 20, but she has hypnosplasia and scoliosis, so she can't run on her own, which made me glad I was with her to take care of her.
What did you think was going on at the time?
At the time, I thought it was a fire until I heard the loud bang. And at that point, I knew it wasn't safe to be there at all. People were running, including employees, out of the stores. So I knew it wasn't a normal fire. It was a struggle because we had parked on the Nordstrom side, so we had to circle the mall. And as we were circling the mall, people were yelling at each other and just in a panic trying to get out of their spots, and people were stuck in traffic.
So that is Reed Carter from Pine Richland, a junior there, and a lot of confusion.
A waking nightmare. That's what that was for these people, not knowing what the heck's going on.
So as it turns out, there was an issue in a ventilation system in the mall, so they had to evacuate because of that concern, but it was not a shooting incident as some people had thought it might be, which caused some of that panic.
Well, Reed sounds like a pretty calm and collected young man.
And when you don't know what's going on, obviously, you're not necessarily safe anywhere you go when it comes to gun violence. But fortunately, that was not the case, apparently, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So at the mall, as I understand it, will be open today.
You know, it's understandable why people would panic with the things that have been going on lately.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know in the moment what's going on. If you think you hear something, like Reed said, a loud bang, then you think the worst sometimes. Fortunately, that was not the case. And as of this moment, we don't know of anyone who was injured in any way, outside of being high anxiety for a while. And we'll keep you posted here on the Big K Morning Show. Back to school, and we're teaming up with 93.7 The Fan and WAMO 107.3 for Pittsburgh public school students to provide stuff backpacks. Hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS backpack drive. You can go to a link at kdkradio.com, whether it's helping just one student with an individual backpack or a group. If you can get a group together to help, that would be tremendous. KDKRadio.com. So the storm Debbie just made landfall.
Oh, it did. I was reading here. That was supposed to happen around noon.
I know. It just made landfall at Steinhatchee, which is near that Florida Big Bend that people talk about. By the way,
yeah, how about that? That was a little bit early.
I said.
But that's a good thing, though.
I said the Texans, the Titans are the old Oilers, not the Texans.
Right, yeah.
But they're in Houston.
That's correct. The Oilers used to be in Houston.
But they're the Titans now.
Yeah, or as I refer to them, based on their logo on their helmet, I refer them as the Flaming Thumbtacks.
And they played in that Hall of Fame game. That got cut short because of storms. And I remember, geez, last year we only had one preseason game, right? Because you alternate now because they've added 17 regular season games to the NFL schedule. So you either have 9 or 8 home games based on, you know, the alternating year.
Yeah.
So when that happens, then you get – so we have 2 preseason games, and one of those – is Friday night against the Texans. Then the next will be the following Saturday night at home against the Bills.
And I just like want to add this as well with the Titans, besides their goofy looking logo. Those are easily one of the worst uniforms in the NFL. I mean, we're spoiled. We've got a classy uniform. Oh. The helmet's terrific. If you look at rankings every so often, you know, fans will rank the different logos, the helmets, or the uniforms, and the Steelers are always up near the top or at the very top of the list.
No question.
But, boy, the Titans' uniforms are just awful, and it's such a letdown because the old Houston Oilers uniforms were great. Those were really good-looking unis.
Yeah, they had an oiled derrick and
and a powder blue top with the white pants and the stripes. It was a very good look.
Yeah, so the Steelers off today, I think, from camp. They got a little bit of a atypical situation. If you're going to training camp. Well, yeah, that's true. Training camp.
Well, for some, it is. Hey, by the way, how long was that rain delay on Saturday night at the Pirates game? Was it longer than an hour and a half or so?
I think it was over an hour. I kept looking back. I wanted to see what was going on, and they kept saying, in delay.
I saw a shot in the highlight package from a shot of the bullpen, and the opposing team's pitchers were coming out of the bullpen after this rain out, or rain delay. And there were big puddles back there. I mean, it must have been quite a downpour.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. Didn't last all that long. But, you know, they resumed and won that game. They should have won the game yesterday.
Don't get me started on that one.
Okay,
There are things I would like to say that I should not say on the radio.
Really?
But I will say this much. It's really disappointing to know that this team has gone on to lose three games in which Paul Skeens handed them a good set of cards to deal with. They were ahead, and they lost.
And that is what's frustrating.
Very frustrating.
Yeah. So, by the way, the Steelers back at camp. They're off today. 10:30 tomorrow, 10:30 Wednesday and Thursday, and then they're off Friday because they'll obviously be preparing to play the Texans.
And that's your warm-up for the season.
Yeah, at Acrisure Stadium. Hopefully we don't have a rain delay like we did last year. That was kind of a pain. Right in the middle of preseason. You know, lightning, and you have to tell people to exit the bowl.
Ooh, I know.
Hopefully we won't be dealing
with
that. Run
for cover, people. Not
all
good.
Right. We are waiting to hear who Kamala Harris will pick as vice president running mate.
We'll know today, perhaps.
Maybe.
But we'll definitely know tomorrow.
Yes. The promise is it will be, there'll be in Philadelphia a rally, and side by side will be whoever she selects. Now, we do know Governor Josh Shapiro is on the short list and that he was at the White House yesterday. Apparently, there were a couple others who were being, I presume,
interviewed
to sit down. And so that would indicate either, A, she hasn't selected one yet, and these were the final interviews, or B, it's just an exercise.
I think that's what it is.
To keep it, you know, keep people guessing.
And I would like to say that I don't know what your prediction is. Mine is that it's going to be either Shapiro or the Arizona senator. What's his name?
Mark Kelly,
the former astronaut.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And here's my thinking on that. If they decide to go with Kelly, if they go that way, it must be because they believe Shapiro can help them win Pennsylvania anyway, that he's going to be an effective campaigner. And from what we've seen, I would say that that's a pretty safe bet, that he is going to do a lot of campaigning one way or the other, and probably a very effective at it. So they may make that decision that Pennsylvania is going to be competitive and they can win, whether he is or not on the ticket.
So we'll definitely know in the next 24 hours.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's going to be Shapiro. Just some of the indications, one of which is the fact that it is and has been set up in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things Shapiro has said indicate, and some of the things he's canceled, like
The fundraisers up in Massachusetts, up that way.
Right, yep. And in the Hamptons. So I'm thinking it's going to be Shapiro, but we have a whole team of experts lined up for tomorrow to talk about it. And keep in mind.
Maybe we'll know, by the way.
Dr. Jerry Schuster, who's an expert in presidential rhetoric, accurately told us a number of things that would happen, including when Joe Biden would step down when
That's
it
right.
didn't look like that was going to happen.
Mr. Schuster, the professor's crystal ball is working.
He's Nostradamus.
Got an idea what's going to happen next.
So we'll keep you posted here on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and every Monday at this time, brought to you by Secure Money Advisors, Brian Caranta. Brian, hope you had a good weekend. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Yes, had a wonderful weekend. Good to talk with you.
You know, every week we learn something. I guess that's the whole idea. And the one thing you got to know is you need to sit down and talk to a professional and go through this process. And one of the things that I don't think many people really know the details about is just Social Security. Yeah, everybody's heard of it, how it works, and you want to maximize it. It's like taxes. You don't want to pay the government a penny more than you have to.
That's right.
And with Social Security, you want to make sure you're getting every penny you deserve. How do you work through this?
Whether it's Social Security or Medicare, it can be pretty confusing. And deciding when to start collecting Social Security is one of the most important financial decisions that you'll make as you approach retirement. So let me kind of break it down and try to simplify it the best that I can. And I think this will help most of the listeners. So first off, most everybody is going to be eligible to start collecting Social Security as early as age 62. However, taking those benefits at that age will mean that you'll receive a reduced amount for the rest of your life, and that can be up to 30% less than if you wait until your full retirement age, which for most people listening is probably going to be between age 66 and 67, depending on their birth year. So on the other hand, if you delay taking your benefits, let's say until age 70, you'll increase your monthly benefit by 8% for each year that you wait to take your Social Security beyond your full retirement age. So this increase obviously can significantly increase your overall retirement income. But if you want to retire at the age of 62 and you don't have a pension, now becomes the big problem. But the best time to start collecting Social Security really depends on a number of factors. I always say the first one and most important is, how's your health? Because, yeah, you could wait to collect it, but if you're not in good health, it may make sense to collect sooner than later. You're going to have to ask, what are your financial needs? How much do you need for your expenses? Are you going to be able to wait to collect Social Security if you want to retire, let's say at 62, but you want to wait till 66 to collect your Social Security?
Right.
So waiting can help. If you're married, you want to evaluate your spousal benefits. So married couples have additional strategies available, such as claiming spousal benefits, which can optimize the benefits you receive. You want to consider your longevity, right? How long could you potentially live? So, which is hard to figure out. You know, if we knew the date of your death, this would all be easy. So, but like you said, I mean, there's no one size fits all, and it really is customizing it based on your specific needs. And I've got a number of strategies and ways that you can optimize your Social Security. And that's why I wrote the book, Right Track Your Retirement, which again, you can go to righttrackpittsburgh.com and get a copy and find out exactly how to optimize your Social Security, how to get income in retirement, how to reduce your taxes, how to plan for longevity, and most importantly, your estate planning. So righttrackpittsburgh.com, get a copy of the book. It'll truly help you understand this and get the most out of your retirement.
And again, can't emphasize enough how important it is to sit down face-to-face with Brian, go over the details, because everybody's situation is unique, so that you maximize every opportunity. And again, with Social Security, you want to make sure you get every penny you deserve, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's right. It's all about income when it comes to retirement. How are you going to replace the paycheck? And Social Security becomes a big part of that.
Brian, we'll talk to you next Monday. Have a great week.
Have a great week, Larry. Good talking with you.
Go to righttrackpittsburgh.com, righttrackpittsburgh.com. Coming up right after the news with Paul Rasmussen at the top of this hour, we're going to go live to Paris. And CBS's Wendy Gillette, a lot of Olympic news will bring you up to speed, including Simone Biles falling off of the beam. And so she has one more chance at a medal, a gold medal.
She had a bronze on the balance beam twice in the Olympics in the past. So it's not her number one sport, or what do we call that, event, I guess.
Yeah, there's typically four in gymnastics, I've come to learn. For the women, it's a floor exercise, the balance beam.
Parallel bars. Yeah. Uneven parallel bars.
Yes, and then the vault.
Mm-hmm.
They get two vaults. They pick the best up. So I'll be curious, because there's some other great stories, too. Scottie Scheffler came from behind, burst into tears when he won a gold medal in golf.
That's awesome.
And then a tennis champion who's won, 24 of the Grand Slam events in tennis said this was the most important moment in his professional life as he won the gold. And we'll have more on that coming up. You know, you cannot get away from politics these days, right? No matter where you go.
No, you can't.
But how about this? 50 years ago today, an event occurred that really jolted the nation, eventually forced the resignation of President Richard Nixon. CBS News reporter Christopher Cruz says what came to be known as the smoking gun tape ended any chance Nixon had to stay in office.
This is how Roger Mudd began the CBS Evening News on August 5th, 1974.
Good evening. The Nixon presidency is virtually being overtaken by events tonight.
Earlier in the day, the White House had released transcripts of subpoenaed tape recordings that showed Nixon and his chief of staff discussed a plan to use the CIA to thwart the FBI's Watergate investigation. CBS's Dan Rather at the White House.
The president made public three transcripts of meetings with his former chief aide, H.R. Bob Haldeman, all June 23rd, 1972.
The plan to obstruct justice that the transcript revealed left Nixon without support in Congress. He resigned 4 days later. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
A delegation of U.S. senators came to the White House to say, Mr. President, if you're going to be impeached, you will not survive a trial in the Senate. You don't have the support. And then he resigned. And Gerald Ford became an accidental president. He was not elected.
And the rest is history. Speaking of presidential news, how about this? Robert Kennedy Jr. admits putting a dead bear cub in New York City's Central Park nearly 10 years ago. The decade-old question about how a six-month-old female black bear ended up in New York's iconic Central Park beneath an old bicycle has been answered. Kennedy said yesterday that he was behind the incident after a fact checker from The New Yorker called him to verify the story. So, it says, I pulled over, picked up a bear that was killed on the roadway. A woman in a van hit the bear. And because I was going to skin the bear, this is...
Oh, my
goodness.
It's just bizarre. It's just a bizarre story.
Bizarre.
I mean, beyond... I can't... I'm just having trouble here.
No. This is not... I mean, this is CBS News, so we're assuming they checked their facts.
It's everyone is covering this thing. I mean, I was just out in the newsroom, and it was on one of the network shows this morning already.
So Robert Kennedy Jr. says, quote, so I pulled over, I picked up the bear, put him in the back of my van because I was going to skin the bear, and it was in very good condition, and I was going to put the meat in my refrigerator, and you can do that in New York State. You can get a bear tag for roadkill. But he decided to take it to Central Park. There have been a series of bicycle accidents due to these bike lanes. People were getting injured and killed. He said, I wasn't drinking, but people thought I was. And he put a dead bear with an old bike on.
I heard that there was somehow involved Roseanne Barr as well. And I'm not sure how, but.
Well.
But I mean, at this point, I wouldn't put anything aside and say, well, that couldn't have possibly happened. I mean, this is just as weird as it can be.
Amen. Politics. Wow.
Jeez.
Oh, I was going to skin the bear and stick it in my refrigerator for meat. But I decided to put it in Central Park with a bicycle on it. I'm sure people got the meaning of that.
I mean, what a bedtime story that
bizarre.
Must be, huh? Hey,
just... From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, you cannot make this stuff up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.